And as we said, I'm here in Miami for the Florida primary, and South Florida is a place that Donald Trump has called his second home. There are a number of properties here with his name on them, some of which he owns, some of which have been developed by people who have just paid Trump for the privilege of using the Trump brand. But last year, there was a dramatic failure here in Miami-Dade County for Donald Trump, and I met Doug Hanks of the Miami Herald outside the county government offices to hear more about what happened.
We're talking about Miami-Dade County's greatest public golf course, the Crandon Golf Course. It's waterfront on Key Biscayne. Gorgeous piece of property for sure. And Donald Trump in 2014 was really negotiating, moving towards a very lucrative management contract of that public course. It would be remain a public park. The public could still use it, but his organization would have control of the tee times, control of the fees, and would be the manager. And it was a very secret deal, kept very hush-hush in County Hall where we are now. But the Miami Herald, once we made it public, and we made it public because we started asking questions when we saw that Donald Trump had given $15,000 to the county mayor. Once we made it public, the deal really fell apart. There was a big backlash from county commissioners whose offices are in this building. And it was really one of the biggest defeats for Donald Trump in 2015. I mean, this local drama was playing out about the Crandon Golf Course, say, in January and February. And by the summer, he was leading the presidential race.
And why did the county say no to him?
Well, the main question was, what's wrong with Crandon Park? Donald Trump wanted to come in and said, listen, I think this is a substandard course, given its location, given its gorgeous view. It's not living up to its potential. Miami-Dade County has some budget issues. Let me spend $10 million, $15 million. I'm going to make it great. In the letter of the county, that was in capital letters. I will make it great.
He actually used that term that he uses now all the time?
Absolutely, and actually used capital letters. Now, he had some conditions. One thing he wanted to do was cut down a bunch of mangroves so that you could see better water views, which got environmentalists concerned. There's various rules about this as a public park, and he wanted it to be renamed after him. Rules bar any sort of commercial brand at this park. He wanted a waiver for those rules so that the name Trump could be on the park. And there were various other things. County commissioner said, whoa. Why are we contemplating this? Why do we want to privatize this park? Why do we want to let Donald Trump take over it? It seems to be a popular course. Why would we do this?
How did he react to the loss?
He was pretty gracious about it because there was a time when he came down for a golf event. All the media was there. And you could see it was starting to fall apart. And he started to say, you know, I may go forward, I may not. And was very much sort of a bit of retreat mode rather than doubling down, getting really aggressive, which to me sort of remind me of what we heard in Iowa when he sort of hit that unexpected bump. He was fairly gracious, a different kind of Trump. On to the next project, on the next deal, New Hampshire, back at it.
So a big defeat for Donald Trump, but in fact, he has had a lot of successes here. There are a lot, as we said, of buildings with his name on them. Like what? Tell us about the Trump properties in South Florida.
Let's see, there's three condo towers in Sunny Isles Beach, one in Hollywood, Florida. There's a hotel in Sunny Isles Beach, too. But the biggest property he has, and according to his financial reports, the most lucrative, is the Trump Doral. It used to be the Marriott Doral. It's the home of the big Cadillac golf tournament. And unlike those deals I mentioned, where those are licensing deals, someone spent the money to start those buildings and pay Trump, essentially, to use his brand. The Trump Organization owns the Doral, and it's the property of all of Trump's businesses. I feel like you hear him mention it the most on the campaign trail. He's always mentioning Doral, which is just a suburb of Miami. It's right by Miami International Airport. It's a great golf course. He did really improve the course. It's gotten a lot of great reviews. And there's also lots of Trump flourishes there. I did a story once and counted the amount of framed photos of Donald Trump in the hotel's lobby. It's like I stopped at 23, I think, and a lot of those are like framed magazine photos.
How much trouble has he gotten in when it comes to his properties down here because of the presidential race? Has anybody said, I want to take the Trump name off my building?
Well, it's funny. In 2011, I did this story when in 2011, all the press was Trump is leading the presidential field for the Republican Party when he was really heavily flirting with the run. And I thought, oh, let's do a story about will Trump. And at that point, he was really the most outspoken of the birther movement, right? And was President Obama really born in the United States? So I wrote a story like, okay, is this going to hurt his brand? It's such a big brand down here. And I really couldn't find that many people to say, yeah, this is going to be a problem. Everyone's like, no. Donald Trump's brand is so strong that it's invulnerable to all this. Now, 2016 cycle, last year, when he went after Univision, and which is based here, and also the Mexican immigrant comments, that caused a huge backlash. And in fact, the Miami-Dade County Commission, right here where we're standing, months after rejecting the Crandon golf deal, issued a proclamation denouncing Trump, citing his comments on Mexico and Univision, which is a major employer, big corporate player here.
Doug Hanks of the Miami Herald. And tomorrow on the show, we're going to hear more about Donald Trump's business dealings from a man who's known him for 24 years and used to publish Trump Magazine, which has been in the news a lot recently. That is a conversation you're not going to want to miss. It's tomorrow, here and now.